This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council is expected to approve the city's 2025 budget tonight. After weeks of work, it looks like the city tax rate will be $8.14 per $1,000 valuation. So if your home is valued at $300,000, your city property tax bill would be $2,442. The council decided to tap into the city's rainy day fund to lessen the property tax burden this time around. Property tax bills will be going out early next month. The community will have a chance to meet and greet the new city manager candidates. Current city manager Mark Roloff will retire at the end of next month. The meet and greet is scheduled for next Monday night from 6 till 8 p.m. at the Convention Center downtown. At this time, there's no announcement as to who the candidates are. Mr. Reeves has taken up residence at the Menominee Park Zoo. Mr. Reeves is a black bear cub. He weighs 107 pounds and will turn 1 year old soon. The zoo has extended its hours through the end of the year to let visitors meet the new black bear. Page 2, a couple of great chamber events going on today. The chamber ribbon cutting planned for 3 o'clock today at MK Loss on Main Street. And the Future You Career Expo is also going on today. It gives young people a chance to find out more information about possible careers. Crime remains down in Oshkosh with the exception of homicides and simple assaults. Police are continuing their investigation into a weekend shooting that injured an 18-year-old man. Winnebago County Sheriff John Motz wants a new job. Motz has announced he's running for county executive in the spring election. Current County Executive John Damel is seeking re-election. And for the last 2 months, the Oshkosh School District has been gathering feedback on their possible second phase of their four-stage building plan. The school board will get the results of the recent sessions coming up tomorrow night. We'll have more on that coming up on Thursday. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh's football team has dropped to number 19 in this week's D3Football.com poll rankings after a loss to Stout over the weekend. And the Wisconsin Herd's first home game is coming up Friday night at 7 at the arena. They'll take on the Grand Rapids Gold. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.